Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Antonia on Saturday Breakfast. And what have we got coming up today? Molly is in the studio from 8:30 and we are talking about anti-aging and anti-wrinkle injections. For those of you who don't know much about those.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. Oh, I can hear myself
oh,
now.
Oh, fantastic. She is in the studio looking fabulous. Yes.
D-line. It's like I have no stress because you can't tell.
I know. That's good. That's good.
But it's got to come out from somewhere, the stress.
my usually comes out with spots in my forehead. But can you see, look, since last week, since 2 weeks ago, have you seen a difference?
Yes, I haven't looked at your forehead closely yet, but I can see it. You didn't look that bad 2 weeks ago.
Well, it was hidden with makeup, but I kept on having lots of spots, as you said, to change my regime due to it being the winter. So now I've gone back to using Simple products.
Okay.
So Simple has been so much, it hasn't got all of those, different acids and stuff that are harmful for my skin. So, I've been using that.
Because sometimes it can make your skin oversensitive. If you've got really sensitive skin and you're using more, harsher products, it can make it react because you want to calm the skin down. Well, I always think if your skin's reacting to something, then take it all back, go back to basics. Then you can reintroduce various creams, bring it right back to the starting point. And then it's like with diet, isn't it?
If
you've got intolerances, you sort of strip your diet back.
And the diet as well. I wasn't too sure, but I was eating lots of bananas, brown bread, wholemeal bread with butter. So I've stopped all of that. So I haven't had that for a whole week. And I'm so excited.
Really?
Because my forehead is so nice and clear.
Let me see. I'm terrible. I quite like butter, but I don't really have it that much. I'm quite good. So
That's good.
Anyway,
so what have you got for us today?
Well, first of all, I better say, mother, get away from the radio. Don't listen to me.
Oh, yes.
Mother, go. She was not happy with me.
Oh, yes.
It's like when my daughter got her nose pierced last week and I was like, okay, she's 16, not much I can do about this. And, she keeps the communication open with me. But my mum was like, Molly.
Yes, I remember what you spoke about.
Yes. I've had Botox because I've had it done. So, and we were talking about this. If I was to advertise it, which I'm not, then you have to say, like, if a salon was to come on here, it's illegal to say Botox. They have to say anti-wrinkle injections. But because I've had it done and so on, I've checked it out and I'm allowed to say it. So I have had botulinum toxin type A. I've had a bit of it injected.
Okay, what does that mean in English?
Botox. I've had Botox done.
Wow.
You can't see my stress lines anymore.
Actually, I did look up the words a few weeks back, actually. Yes.
So, I went to the Courthouse Clinic in Brentwood, and the reason I have had it done before, I had it done about 5 years ago for the paper. It's not something that I've ever had regularly done, and as I say, so the last one was about 5 years ago. And I did like it. I'm not going to lie. I had it done at the courthouse 5 years ago, and I did. I loved it. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I can't afford it, so I had it done for a feature. But I thought, no, I've really looked old, and I've just felt so run down recently, I think, with Christmas and everything else. And I noticed my frown line had really come back, and I'm constantly frowning. I'm under a lot of stress.
Yes, that doesn't help.
As I say, single parents are, everyone's under a lot of stress, but I'd been run down. My daughter had been very ill and in hospital last year, and I've never, ever had that break to recover. And it was just really getting me down. And the one thing that I've always sort of been quite proud of is the fact that I've got good skin, but all I could see in the mirror constantly was just the lines and the dehydrated. So I thought, I'm going to sort of treat myself. And you can pay for it but I'm not 100% sure, but I think you can pay for it in installments.
But you're glowing completely, honestly. Your face, everything.
I had the minimum amount done. I said to them, I do not want to look frozen, and they do not do that there.
frozen.
Oh, I needed to have movement in my eyebrows. I wanted to have the full range of movement in my face. I literally just said, can you just sort of tone it down, maybe a couple of years off,
Yeah, so if you went for this frozen look, that means you've got a bit more, is it like liquid that's put into your skin injected?
It's basically, what it is, it's a muscle relaxant. So what they do is, and this is the thing, this is a difference as well, because a lot of people confuse Botox with filler. So filler, which I've never had done, is a hyaluronic acid. And filler, when you have your lips filled Anything from the cheek downwards where you've got that sunken look, that will be filler. For the lines, when you get the sort of frozen look where people can't sort of move their forehead, or they get the shiny bit in the middle, that is Botox. You always kind of know if you see a celebrity photograph, and it's not always, you know, especially if there's no flash taken.
Yes, you know who I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, there's loads. There's loads. Yes. There's loads. But you know what the funny thing is as well? There are so many in around Brentwood and everywhere. Many people at my gym. I can tell pretty much straight away.
But if I was to have the treatment, I would have something that's subtle. I wouldn't go to the top. I don't want everyone to know that I've done.
You don't need it. You're blessed with, I know you moaned about your spots, blessed with an oilier skin type. You literally do not need it. Yes. You will age, you know. I have a very it's not a skin type. I have dehydration a lot. I never get around to drinking enough water because I'm so, you know, on the go all the time. And that is my problem. And what happens is when you don't drink enough water, the fine lines of dehydration can be rectified if you drink water. But if you still carry on not drinking water, that's when they can set in and become deeper lines.
You need to make it a habit or have a timer. You've got to try. I can just text you then.
Well, if that's what you need to do. I know. And you know what? I'm really good. Like in the car, I should always carry water. I always carry nuts in the car. I always have walnuts in the car or something to snack on.
But does that help with the treatment that you've had as well? So having water's
very good. I mean, you can. What they do is, what they say is that you should always use a good skincare regime as well alongside it. So I've bought in some Vitage, and I've also got one from last time, which was a Teoxan, simply because these products are very good for any inflammation and calming the skin. Yep. But they're a very, very good brand, Vitage. They have a lot of sunscreen in them and so on. And you can, I'll go through those later. Yes. But I just want to say, so I went to the courthouse. I saw Dr. Dara Sweet, checked out all her qualifications because, again, for me, the one thing is, so first of all, Botox is prescription only. So you can only have it done. It should only be administered under the supervision of a doctor, dentist, or a nurse prescriber. So even if a dentist turns around and says, whoever sees you for the first time must always be the prescriber, then really he should be, his nurse can then administer it afterwards, but he should still be on site. And this is all down to insurance purposes.
Yes.
So if you get a therapist that comes along and says, I'm going to give you Botox or, any injectable, this is for any injectable, you have to be a prescriber. So if they, like the vitamin B12 injections, you have to be a prescriber. So if you get somebody, if you go to a clinic or a beauty therapist and they say, right, we can give you Botox, and it's this price, and they haven't got their qualifications, run.
Yes. Don't, and that's really important. It's a really important,
really, really important
point to make.
Because the other thing as well that I said to you that I've seen, which has shocked me, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm just telling people to be aware that there are some people that go into salons, or you know, a beauty salon or a hair salon, that are companies that come in from all outside that give Botox, and they run it by a diary of how many minutes you're allowed. So they'll say, book your 10-minute slot for three areas injected into your head. It's only you get given a time frame of 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I was sure, I mean, this one company, and I'm sure that, as I say, they're probably all above board and so on, but I still haven't heard back from them because I asked them who their prescriber was and they haven't come back, but I'm sure. But if anybody says to you, we are only allocating you 10 minutes from start to finish, again, don't go there.
Because what if the procedure takes longer? That means that they haven't consulted with you because you might have different skin, it might take 20 minutes.
The safety in beauty, I mean, we're trying to make so much awareness for this because there are so many, you have to fill out a full medical form. You must always fill out a full medical form before you have any procedure done. You have to list any medications that you're on. If you've seen your doctor recently,
that makes sense, perfect.
Even for mental health, like they check, have you had any mental health issues? Anybody that's on, off the top of my head, like aspirin or any sort of also sort of anticoagulant, anything like that, because Botox can cause bruising, so you might bruise more, and very, 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 very rare occasions. In fact, I don't think it's happened because I was looking it up, but there were, it, it like anything, you could be allergic. Yeah. They could sometimes have, you know,
and what you're saying is that they should have a consultation with you first.
Oh.
So in terms of checking the certificates, would they usually, if that is a resident home where they actually work, not the actual home, but the office, would they have a certificate on the wall or
somewhere that's visible?
And what should you be looking out for?
Well, you should be looking out for the fact that they've got, so I'm looking at Dr. Dara's here that she's sent me. They should have like a statement, well, they should have their certificates on the wall. Now, she's got, off the top of my head, so she's a member of the Royal College of Surgeons. She's got full registration for the General Medical Council. It lists all where she got her diplomas and so on from. And you will see from there, they must always have their qualifications.
And then talking about the actual consultation that you have, do you usually have a, like an hour's consultation and then go back for the treatment? Because you need to check and verify them. So can I just like go in and could I get Botox that same day if I make that appointment?
Yeah, well, normally, I mean, the way that I did it was obviously I looked her up and I said, I mean, really, the you know, the customer should also take a massive lot of responsibility, say. And so I said, you know, I said, okay, well, who, you know, yeah, I'd like to have this done. Can I have their name? And then I actually Googled all her qualifications. I looked at all her, you know, how many aesthetic procedures she'd done, because they can tell you that as well, how many, you know, they've done. They'll have a full background history. I mean, what you find on social media is like, you know, incredible what you find on like Google.
Yes. And if it's struck off as well, you find that information.
Yeah, you can find all of that. If you search, you can find all of it. And what they do, and this is how it's always done for reputable clinics and skin clinics and so on, is that you go in and you have your consultation, and they don't say you've only got 10 minutes. They sit you down. They first of all talk to you about what areas you want to address, where you feel like you're unhappy with your face, what you want to look, you know, what are your outcomes? Because they have to give a realistic thing. If you turn around and say, I want to look 15 years younger, I want my face to look slimmer, a good aesthetic person will turn, a nurse will turn around and say, I'm sorry, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, they have to give you a realistic expectation of how this is going to turn out, and then they can then advise you. Then they have to do a full medical questionnaire, which is a lot of, you know, it's a sort of, I don't know, about 50 questions or whatever, and you have to sign a disclaimer and so on. So that all takes well over 10 minutes. It takes about half an hour.
But it's worth it because it's your health and safety
exactly,
at risk
yes.
if you don't.
I know. And then what they do is they then, which is again a very, very important, it's your turn to ask lots of questions. And then when it comes down to what they can actually do is they will get a mirror and they will sit with you while you look in the mirror, and they will tell you exactly where they're going to place the Botox or, you know, the anti-wrinkle injection or the filler. And they will tell you exactly what it can do, where it, you know, so if they will say to you, we're not going to put too much in your forehead because it's a relaxant, it can then give you a droopy eye. So they will go through the whole thing with you.
So is that similar to what you do, you did as well? Because talk us through that, because you had some pictures with some before and after, I saw some frown lines, and they're not even visible now. So what was your experience on that day?
Well, so I went in, and as I said, so I saw Dr. Dara Sweet, who's, oh, I've got to say, she's very beautiful. That's really unprofessional to say so, but I was like, oh, she's so lovely. Anyway, but no, she had a lovely manner about her, completely put me at ease, because I was nervous, you know. I mean, it's a nerve-wracking thing to do. Anyway, so she sat me down. She asked me what, you know, was my problem was, and I said, look, I'm stressed out. My frown line's coming back, and the last time I had Botox, which was 5 years ago, it actually kept the frown line out, you know, for about 4 years. It didn't ever really come back again properly. And interestingly enough, which I think I told you, when I looked this up, Botox was originally for facial procedures. It was only given for vertical, in between the frown line. It was never given for across the forehead or anything like that. It was initially just used for in between the eyebrows.
Yeah.
So it did make, you know. Anyway, so she basically went through where she would inject, and I said, her ethos, which I was really pleased about, was the same as mine. She said, we don't want people to think she's had Botox. We just want people to think, God, you look really well. You know,
you look really well.
Yeah, what you've said. And actually, even my mother didn't, and sorry, Mum, but you didn't. Even my mother didn't notice that I'd had it done. Instead, my mum turned around and said, what have you done to your lips? Which I hadn't. I just had lipstick on. She's like, what have you done to your lips?
No, going off what we spoke about before.
I know,
so
I know.
You didn't really actually say what you were getting done, did
no,
you?
No, yes. No, I know. I didn't tell her.
So most of all, did it hurt?
No, not at all.
So they're putting injections into your forehead, and how long is the needle when they're...
Yeah, I know, you want to know that. Yes. Yeah. So basically, after going through the consultation and where she would inject and everything and getting on the right, you know, we were getting on the right page with each other, what we wanted, she puts a headband on or whatever, or puts your hair back, and you lie back in what, you know, like a dentist therapist chair, and she'll she cleanses my skin first, and then the needle is... tiny. I can only I suppose a bit like if you've had acupuncture or something, but you can't really feel it. What I did say to her is that when I had it done about 5 years ago, I had a little bit of bruising under my eye, which lasted a few weeks, and she said there's nothing you can do to actually avoid that. It doesn't mean if you're a good prescriber or bad prescriber. It basically means that you have all these tiny blood vessels under your eyes, and if the needle hits a blood vessel, it will bruise, and there's nothing really they can do about that. Yeah. But she was very good. She had a magnifier and all the lights and so on, and I knew, you know, when she'd done it around my eyes, she said, no, you know, I know that I've not hit a blood vessel, so you'll be fine. The other thing as well that she said to me, so after doing, I had about, it sounds like an awful lot, I think there was about 15 injections all in all, about 15. So she does it very, she'll very gently inject, so she'll sort of pinch the skin in between the forehead, and what you have to do is you have to, she'll say things like, right, raise your eyebrows up and now relax, so then she can see where the lines are.
Okay.
Frown and pinch. So she pinches and frowns in the middle, and then she'll let go, and then she'll sort of like inject, so she can see where the lines are exaggerated.
It's a liquid going in.
Yes.
Like in the syringe, there's quite a lot of liquid in there.
No, it's tiny. You can't. It's so minute. It's the lowest dose. It's absolutely minute. Yeah. It's nothing compared to what apparently, this is what I read, that they give you if you're having Botox done for underarm sweating or for bladder control, which they do, or for they can give it for cerebral, Bell palsy, things like that. You know, it's a much, and for migraines, it's a very, 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 very minor dose. And then afterwards, I had a little bit of raise where all the needle marks were, a little bit, tiny bit red. I wasn't allowed to exercise for 24 hours, no vigorous exercise.
Yeah.
Botox is basically clings, it's, you know, it's this protein, it clings to your muscle, you know, and so it doesn't actually physically kind of like move, but if you were to drastically sort of shake around, it could move from the injection
site. And plus
site.
Your glands as well, if you're sweating. So if you're running at the gym, I can imagine the reason why, so you don't want to
flush. Yeah, you don't want to do flushes. Yeah. So that's why they say try and avoid alcohol for a while. I asked her the questions like, can I wear makeup afterwards? And she said, well, you shouldn't really, unless you know it's a mineral makeup. But again, it's better to keep away from bacteria because you have got an injection. An open site there.
So how much would this treatment cost for an individual?
I haven't actually got the price list with me. I think off the top of my head, it depends on how many areas you're having, but I think off the top of my head, between 150 to 250.
Okay,
I'm really not
so
sure. I'm not sure, and I'm sorry about that. I actually haven't got the prices on me, but it will be under the courthouse. You know, but again, if you go into the courthouse, they offer a lot of treatments that are just not Botox. They offer other similar ones, which again I've never tried before, like Profilo.
And would you go again? And how often should you go in between?
Right. Well, this is the thing, and this is what a lot of Botox. You know, again, the ones that I was saying to you earlier that are like 10 minutes in and out. With the courthouse, you always go back 2 weeks after.
Right.
So they can have a look, see if you need it anywhere else. And that comes within the price. So if they turn around and think, oh, okay, maybe that area might look a bit, you know, not as good as that area, they give you a top-up after 2 weeks.
When do you need to go back?
About 4 months. It doesn't last as long. It's between 3 and 4 months. But some people, I mean, when I had it done, I got over a year. And when I, with my frown on, as I said, I got nearly 4 years out of it. I mean, it was amazing. But generally, sort of 6 months.
Yeah.
The problem that you don't want to do is go back any before then. You don't want to keep having it done over and over again, because then you get that frozen
frozen look.
Yes,
you know,
some people go on a regular basis when they shouldn't be doing it, yeah, or they overdo it.
Yes,
and because they want to quickly get the procedure done, but that's not the right way to go.
Yeah,
and the face does kind of look a bit plasticky.
I think so. And it's a look
very shiny.
Yeah, it is a look that I don't like. And as I said, the other thing as well, I did have some products as well. As I say, the Vitage range is amazing, and the Priory and the Teoxane. Now the Vitage you can get from the Courthouse, but again, these are all. It's really important, she was telling me, about how to have a good skincare regime, because, you know, whilst Botox can eradicate, you know, some of the lines, it's your skincare regime that gives you the daily, you know, glow and yes, keeps your skin clear and so on. So they do go hand in hand.
But I can say that your skin looks completely different since the, like, 2 weeks ago. It's yeah, really glowing. Your face has more colour in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been using the Vitage. I've been using the Vitamin C tightening serum, and I'm a real advocate for Vitamin C. I think it's a brilliant product. I've also got, like, I've been using that, which would have been good for you actually. They've just sent me this, the skin calming aloe gel.
Oh, that's what
so
I've
aloe,
got some aloe gel,
is,
actually.
Yeah,
yep,
it's very good. And then the Power Skin Repair, I've actually been using a lot more richer products on my face. So the Teoxane, this is a deep repair balm. And I'll give you all the stockist numbers and everything,
yes,
afterwards. But this deep repair balm is absolutely brilliant for anybody that's had any kind of surgery. It's really good for inflammation. But I've been using all these products, not because I've had this done to me, but because the winter changes, the harsh weather.
Yeah. It's amazing how the weather has such an effect.
Yeah.
So this, in the sun, for me, I can't have anything really oily as such, so I have to have like a treatment or cream that kind of gets rid of the oil, and then maybe in the winter, which I've just realised is my skin loses, and I'm still using that to get rid of the oils actually where it should be moisturised.
Yeah.
So the tips you gave me a few weeks back have been really helpful, so thank you, Molly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I do listen.
Yeah, good. You always look young to me, as I say, you're lucky. I always say people that have got oily skin tone, you know, they don't realise how lucky they are, because when they get older, you just don't age. You just don't. Whereas the dry, unfortunately, we mature a bit quicker. So
we can go to bed smiling then. If we go to bed smiling, hopefully that should get rid of the frown lines. And smiling actually helps rid of frown lines as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Smiling often.
And what I said to you before, during the last time, was that I'm a real believer that if you've got a happy spirit, you're going to always look young.
Yes.
A bit happy, and a happy spirit is very, very, very attractive. Which is why I was looking so blooming ugly recently. Because I was constantly frowning.
My kids were comes from within, they say,
oh,
don't
it
they?
It does, yes. But when your daughter rings you and says, Mum, I'm in a tattoo parlour in Romford having my nose pierced. Specifically after I told her not to.
Was this after, before or after the Botox?
No, this is before. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, no, I know. I'd actually said to her, darling, I said, you know, you're 16 and all I can do is advise you, but when you go for your jobs in London, you're going to have to take that out. And
all
the
you've got to think about all those things. As well, depending on where you're working in certain industries.
Exactly. And she's saying to me, oh, but Mum, she's I really want it done. And I said, well, I've advised you, I've given you my advice. And then I get, you know, and I didn't think she would do it. And then I said to her, why are you not home from school yet? You know, because I normally pick her up and she was finishing half day.
Yeah.
I said, why are you not home yet? Because I thought you were coming straight home. This is like half, sort of midday. Oh, I've got a train to Romford. Oh, what are you doing there? I'm in a tattoo parlour.
Like, did you think about
what?
Tattoos as well?
Oh, no. I was like, what? I'm having my nose pierced.
Yeah, wow, like, so that was, it sounds like you had a great experience at the, is it the Priory Clinic? The Court Clinic?
The Priory is where I had my breakdown and went many moons about. No, it was, I put that on the radio.
Yeah, we did speak about that. That's why I've still got that ringing in my head. But we do need to revisit that again.
We absolutely do. I had, and I've recently put on Twitter a few times because I had a massive breakdown about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the Priory, you know, and it was a very, very bad time, but mine was, it was all down to loss and grief and adjustment disorder and so on. And that was that was one of my best features I think I ever wrote for the paper, because you sort of lay yourself out bare. You have to get rid of the stigma that I'm not some nut that's had this massive breakdown.
Yeah. But you're a human being, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know the most surprising thing was, I mean, I had so much grief and pain. I literally just did not know what I was doing. I was in an absolute. I was disorientated. Just didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I'd had a full mental breakdown. And I think the biggest thing that surprised me is that I wasn't sectioned there. I put myself there because I knew that I would do something stupid, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I had the kids and so on. And I think the thing that surprised me the most was when I had my breakdown and I went into the Priory, was that everyone there who were impatient, like me, had the most amazing sense of humour. And wow. Actually, what it was, and I'm probably going to get weepy now on air, because it reminds me, but what it was is that sometimes we're all just given too much than what we can bear.
Yes, yep.
And it's not everyone has their breaking point and their hitting point. Mm-hmm. They all have their rock bottom point,
yep.
You know, and that is when you need the help, when you yep. have your rock bottom. And I was just lucky that I had, you know, sort of my mum around, and, you know, I said to my mum, look, mum, I'm in a really bad way, I need help. And I had good friends, really, really good friends.
Good, you recognise that.
Yeah.
And you can tell the story. And I would love to revisit that again.
Yeah, I'll cry.
Years later, I can see you tearing up a bit. And I'm looking at you thinking, don't, because we're going to start crying together on the radio. And I last, like, well, 10 seconds, Molly. But it's been fantastic. So, askmollybeauty.com.
Yes. On Twitter.
Follow you yep. on Twitter. And yes. you'll be back next month, won't you?
Yes. Thank you yes. very much for having me.
So, see you soon.
Yes.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.